Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wired by Julie Garwood, performed by Saskia Merlveld. For Joanne Cohen, my best friend, you've gotten me through some harrowing times and have always been there for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path, and leave a trail. Ralph Waldo Emerson. 1. The 5-minute clip on the evening news turned Allison Trent into a full-blown criminal. She had wiggled across the line many times before, but she'd never done anything so bold or blatant. Within a couple of years, she had accumulated more than $80 million. On paper, that would have made her a titan. In reality, she was as poor as a church mouse. The motivation to commit the first crime came to Allison quite unexpectedly as she was sitting on an overstuffed sofa in a coffee shop close to the Boston College campus. She was working on a class project that was due the next day and was so completely focused on the computer sitting on her lap that she was oblivious of the activity around her, not even hearing the news broadcast coming from the television that was suspended from the wall opposite her. That is, until the words, "terrible injustice," broke through her concentration and drew her eyes up to the screen. The young male reporter seemed genuinely sympathetic as he read his story from the teleprompter. The subject was a local nursing home called Sunset Gardens, one of 20 homes for the elderly located across the East Coast, owned and operated by a corporation out of Philadelphia. The corporate home offices, he explained, kept a database with vital information pertaining to every single one of their clients. They were vigilant in protecting privacy, had all the bells and whistles installed to keep personal data ironclad against bugs and viruses, and had paid a hefty salary to a tech company whose only job was to monitor the system. None of that mattered, though. Their system had been hacked, and the identities of all the residents in all 20 facilities were stolen with one keystroke. And because First National was designated as the official bank for all Sunset Gardens homes and their residents, within minutes its accounts were wiped out as well. The reporter went on to point out that a large number of the residents had no family to help them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?